welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. That's right. Now, we do that every Friday by bringing you business development, job creation, and service. The mission of the show, of course, is to build strong businesses in the community so we can put our people to work. We need to put our people to work. And the best way to do that is to create successful businesses. And I did say successful businesses. It's not just any business. Now, anybody can start a business. You throw a rock out here in the street, you're going to hit a business owner. That's just how many businesses we have. But the goal of this show is to take those businesses and make them successful. And I want you to think today, if you are a business owner, are you doing everything you can to be successful? It's that we're at the halfway point. We're at halftime. This year is almost over. That's right. This is the last show we're going to have at before we start a second half. Just coincidental that on July 1st will be our next show. We will be into the second half. So we'll be having a new year, a half new year of sorts next week. But this week, we're going to get you prepared for that second half. This is the Marketing Pulpit Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, the host. And every Friday at 10:30 a.m., we are here preaching business development and marketing. I'd like to welcome all of the new listeners. If you're tuning in for the first time, you are in for a treat. Grab yourself a pen, a pad, paper, computer, tablet, whatever your tool to document this, because it's going to help you, it's going to enlighten you, it's going to educate you, it's going to inspire you, it's going to motivate you. As it has done so many for so many years, we've been at this now for 6 years. Started back on May 2010, and the mission has not wavered. We are building strong businesses. We are putting people to work. We have built businesses. We've helped people build businesses, and we have put people to work. Everybody needs to do what they do. I am a marketing and business developer. It is in my soul. It's in my blood. It's my raison d'etre. It's my reason for being. It's why I wake up in the morning. So if you want to get that information from somebody who's committed to it, then you need to tune in here every Friday, 10:30 a.m. at Radio 1 WOL 1450 a.m. Go to marketingpulpit.com. Just go there. Go there and see what we are doing, what we have done, and what we plan to do. We're at the halfway mark. And if you need some help, ask somebody. And I might sound a little self-serving, but you're not going to find anybody that does this or knows this better than me. I'm going to repeat that. And I got an amen corner here. They gearing up. They better give me some amens on me.
Amen!
But you know, we just blew up. We just blew all the speakers around here.
We're always on, so you know they ain't gonna worry about us.
We were just giving you your time. Yeah. But you know, if you want the amen corner, you can have one now.
I know I hadn't introduced you all yet. You haven't been green lighted yet.
That's funny.
I know. Hey, welcome to the show. We got Lena Selvam here. Lena Selvam?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
How are things going in Lena Selvam world?
Everything is going fine. Just, you know, busy working up at 4:30 today, but I'm all right. I'm
4:30.
Surviving.
4:30?
Yes.
Good, great. You're going to be, you're going to be nodding all day. Wait a minute, though. Maybe not. It may depend. See, I went to a networking event yesterday up in Laurel. It was a BNI meeting. I had to be there at 7:15, which means to get out of where I am up to 10, and I had to get ahead of the traffic.
Yes.
So I got there a little early because I had to do that to get in front of the traffic.
Right.
And I was nodding all day. It was a good meeting. The meeting started at 7 o'clock. My friend Brian Dorsey invited me. had about 30 people in the room, passed out some cards, did my little elevator pitch. But I was so sleepy, I still haven't gotten over. I'm still nodding.
You know what? That is so true. When we get up at like 4, it really breaks your sleep pattern. It really does. And so your body clock is a little off. It's trying to make that adjustment. And even with myself, even though I've been doing it now, I would say for about, gosh, like 7-8 months now, I've been getting consistently, and I'm talking about clients Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
wait a minute,
Friday.
You get up at 4:30 every morning?
Yes. Ooh. I do.
I see Charette over here. She like,
I do. It's not good. I don't recommend that. But let me just say, I do go back and I get, I catch an hour if my son is not in school. If my son is in school.
Take a nap.
Yeah, yay, I do.
Okay.
Oh, no. I could not make it through. No, I could not make it through without it. So,
well, you know what? I have the people in my office, they kind of know now around 4:30. 4 o'clock, my door is closed, and they just hear Z's coming out of the cracks of the door. The light goes
out. Naps are good.
But you
naps
know,
are really, really good. I'm going to talk about that, not today, but I'm going to talk about that the next time I'm on. We'll talk about naps because people need to know how important really naps are in getting your sleep and how long it really does prolong your life.
Oh,
but you know,
it does. Naps are very good for you.
But you know, in my office, they have these special kind of lights that if you don't move around, they go out.
Yes.
It's like a movement thing. I guess it's to save energy.
To save energy, yeah.
But, I mean, that's good. I'm all for saving energy and the planet. But when you're sitting there at your desk and you doze off.
That's it.
And you just happen to wake up. And it's pitch black. That's very confusing.
It is.
I'm like, I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I am.
I know. It can put you to sleep.
You can't see anything.
I'm too far behind from Alina 7. I'm up at 5:30. And I definitely know that around that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock time, yes, there's Z.
You take a nap, too.
I take a nap.
See, all right, folks.
Unintentional, but I take a nap.
Here's your advice for the day. Take yourself a nap.
Yes.
But you know, the Japanese, that's part of their culture. They have like a 2 o'clock nap time. All these business executives, they even have these little things in Japan. These little, they're not hotels. They're like one person can fit in. It's like a sleeping bag hotel.
Okay.
You can slide in that thing and take a nap for about 2 or 3 hours, pay, and you're back on your way.
So you're saying we need to institute that now in our businesses?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. We should, because sleep deprivation also keeps weight on.
Okay.
So.
Well, ladies, welcome to the show. We got a lot going on. I was reminding the listeners that we are at halftime as far as the year is concerned.
Uh-oh.
The next show we have will be July 1st. We'll be into the second half. So today, wow. I'm going to be reminding our listeners throughout the show things that you should be doing now, getting ready for that second half. As a matter of fact, my sermon is called It's Halftime, What You Must Do in the Second Half to Win. If you're trailing, if you're tied, or even if you are ahead of your competitors, you need to do things in this second half to stay ahead or to catch up. So you don't want to miss that. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I have a Nerf ball question I'm going to throw out early. I threw it out one time before. Nobody got it. Give you another chance. First person gets it, we're going to give you a copy of the book, Smarter Than the Boss. It's a book I wrote last year. Talks about all, it got all these types of information for people who are trying to break out into the business world. If you're already working for somebody, how to keep an edge on your boss and your people that work around you. And if you're a boss, you want this information also to know about what's going on with your underlings and how to stay ahead of them. The number is 1-800-450-7876. The Nerf ball question is, what does the acronym FOMO stand for?
FOMO.
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 Not mofo. That's something entirely different. Not mofo. FOMO.
Friends out, money out?
Yeah,
no. Oh, that's a good
guess. Good guess.
Now,
we
don't want to get the friends out, though, right?
Friends out, money out.
No, yeah. You need your friends.
Friends out, money in. That depends on what kind of friend you have.
Uh-oh.
get rid of some of those friends that's sucking all your money up. FOMO. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Once again, we will not be doing the first Friday on July 1st. We're going to take a break. It's hot, and it's going to be close to the vacation. I'm sure a lot of folks are going to be traveling on the road, and we'll let you know about August as it gets closer. A lot of things going on. Quickly, I'm going to talk about what happened at Facebook. Facebook has made a couple of changes on its platform. In the old days, this happened, like recently. And you have to keep up with Facebook, because I'm telling you, boy, they be changing stuff.
All the time.
They be changing stuff.
All the time.
Well, the latest change may not affect you unless you are doing video on Facebook. In the past, you could do a CTA or a link to a external link from the video.
Right.
You can't do that anymore.
Oh, so what do you do now?
Can't do anything. You can still do your video as you would, but you can't put a link in that video that takes you out of Facebook.
So the video, that's why I see a lot of the videos now on Facebook. They're just on Facebook now with no link.
You can't do the link, right?
And it runs live. Is that what that is?
It could be live, or it could be just an upload. But in the past, you could actually do a CTA, a call to action, and link that video to your website or to another social media platform.
Right.
Facebook just changed that. And they have their reason. They're saying, well, we want to keep everything because they wanted to be able to control their content.
Right.
Okay.
They're saying some of these links were going to places that they didn't approve of.
Okay.
And they didn't want to be associated with that. And they say they're going to work on something to bring that, to give people that same option, but with more control. Because controlling the content on your platform is becoming more important. Because, for instance, on Twitter, you can't edit a tweet. You can't edit. Once that's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
And they have their reasons. And their reason is saying, look, you put out a tweet, and then people go in there and like it and retweet it. Then you go back in there and change it. They may be retweeting something that they didn't approve of.
Right,
they may not
right.
approve of your change.
That makes sense.
And I'm surprised. I like it. I like that you can edit a Facebook post, but I'm kind of surprised that they allow you to do that when you think about it. You go in there and you could change the total meaning of that post.
Mm.
And you got all these people who have liked it. We're at halftime, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you watched the playoffs and you saw King LeBron...
Great game.
Should be a reminder that it's never too late. You don't give up. You just keep on. Just almost forget the fact that you're behind. Just do the best that you can and let the chips fall where they may. That's one thing I've learned over the years. Man, I tell you, I've been in some deep holes. And if you get focused on the hole or where you are versus where you're going, you can get lost. You can get seriously thrown off track. But just keep remembering that person that you're fighting against or that competitor has nothing to do with you doing your best. Just do your best, and if you're better than they are, you will win. Don't worry about the size of the mountain or the deepness of the valley or the hole. Just do your best. And I'm saying that to say that we're at this halfway point right now of the year. Some of you guys are not really where you think you should be. Some of you guys have faced some challenges that you didn't expect. Don't be deterred. Don't be discouraged. Just keep doing your best. And then in the second half, turn it up a notch. And that's why on the sermon at the 11:15 mark, I'm going to give you some things you should be doing in this second half of the year. Make sure. Doesn't matter whether you're doing well, whether you're doing okay, or if you are trailing. We're at the halfway mark, and it's a good time to take stock of where you are and how you can do better. One quick other piece of news. Michelle Obama just joined Snapchat.
Ooh.
And that's one of those platforms a lot of us baby boomers not even familiar with. It is a tool that's favored by the millennials. It's a younger crowd. People in their 20s and teens and early 30s have embraced Snapchat. But it's one of those social media platforms. It gained its notoriety by the fact that when you send out a Snapchat, it disappears after a certain period of time. It's not permanent. And so a lot of the young people found that very attractive. They're sending out something that they said, whoops, I didn't want that to be out there forever. And so Michelle Obama just joined it. And she did that to reach out to young people to engage them and let them, kind of encourage them. So just letting you know, folks, social media is here to stay. It's going to be more and more embedded in your everyday activities and in your marketing and your general social media strategy.
How can we use Snapchat in business? Can we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you're sending out messages, if you're trying to reach young people, send out a message, send out a picture, send out an ad, send out a call to action. It's part of a strategy. Social media is all about reaching a certain audience.
So it's not for all clients.
Huh?
It's not for all clients, well, then, is it?
Wait, let's put it this way. It's more geared towards a younger audience.
Okay.
If you're trying to reach grandma and grandpa. Really, I mean, if you're selling Depends diapers, I mean, that's really, Snapchat is not going to be your tool.
Probably not the
avenue.
Okay.
But there's a market for those people who are on Snapchat. Okay. Yeah. Because think about it this way. My daughter and my son were using Snapchat, and I was like, what's that? What's that? And then they were showing me. I still couldn't get it for a long time. Now, all of a sudden, I see older people using Snapchat. Yeah. I see, like, Russell Simmons on it all the time. But everybody's on it now.
That goes to my point. Michelle Obama, she's not a millennial, but she's trying to reach that audience.
She's trying to reach that audience.
So people and the business owners, they're not millennials. But if you're trying to reach that audience, as I say about marketing and social media, it's not about you.
Right.
It's about who you're trying to reach. And Snapchat is a good example. And so I had to make that point. Matter of fact, William Murray has his Tuesday business call every week, and I was the guest educator this past Tuesday. And
good job, too, by the way.
You were there?
I was.
Ooh, you in the background.
I was in the background.
I was talking trash. Because that's one thing I'm going to continue to talk about. Not that I'm saying other types of advertising is not important, but social media now has become very mainstream, and you need to get some of that into your strategy. Lee and Sam?
Yes.
What's the word for us today?
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
You bring some? Oh, you didn't bring That wasn't mean you go drink some. That was good.
Alcohol.
Hey, it is 5 o'clock. I mean, what is it? They'll say it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But not here.
He was there. I'm not going to drink at 5 o'clock.
That's so funny.
At Old Southern.
Our engineer's cracking
up. A drunk really made that one up. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
5 o'clock somewhere.
What do you got to say about alcohol?
Give me that beer.
Alcohol.
Not the rubbing kind.
No, not the rubbing kind. The drinking kind.
What about it?
The kind that goes up during this time of year, besides holidays. But, you know, a lot of people, it's the summertime, so women tend to go out and they want the summer drinks and, you know, guys are drinking. Oh, let me get the beer with the whiskey or the Jack Daniels. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand the effects of alcohol. We all know that it's bad for us. We know it's not the best thing. But people feel like, ooh, well, if I only have a little bit, maybe that's not bad. You know what I'm saying? Let me just say this. For anybody trying to lose weight, I don't care what they say on the internet, you cannot lose weight and drink alcohol on like a weekly basis. You just cannot do that. It just is not going to work. I don't agree. But there are some people who say, no, you can drink a little bit. So I'm going to share with you the drinks that you can have. But before we get that, I just wanted to let people know, obviously, they say that vodka probably has the least amount of sugar, and it's true, it does. Red wine does have antioxidants in it, so it's really, so it does have that factor
to
it.
Has some value, right?
It does have some value. But let me just tell you, what alcohol is largely a poison to our system.
Ooh.
Okay? It just is. It's a poison. So what happens is that your body places a priority on metabolizing it and clearing it quickly.
Throwing out a shout out to Eli, Stephanie in Miami, and glad you guys are. Tourette's folks, Eli, Stephanie, glad you guys are.
Who? Cecile, my mom.
Cecile.
And my two nephews, I gotta say their name because they're listening. Justin and Tyler.
Justin and Tyler. All right. I don't know what you all did to Tourette, the band. She is on fire.
She calling out everybody.
Sherette does some good things here. Sherette is like, she's one of my coaches. We sit down at least once a week, and we sit there and bounce ideas around and talk how we're going to make the world better and help each other. And that's what you need. What we call it, relationship.
Relationship. There you
go. That's exactly right. How can folks find out more about you, Sherette, and how to get in touch with you?
Well, there's two ways. They can go to my website, which was done by none other than Robert Gatewood.
Ooh, I know that guy.
Do you know? He's pretty good.
He's good.
The website is mme.systems. M as in Mary, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, dot systems with an S at the end. Or, because we're talking about relationships, you can call me directly. You can reach me at 202-607-3364, 202-607-3364. Reach out to me and let's start building some business relationships.
All right, folks, you heard it here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Thank you, Sherette. Also, we have our sponsor who helps make this show possible, BLE Executive Suites, Miss Bernadette Clay. That's another relationship that I've just been tickled pink to be a part of. I met Miss Clay back in 2011 through a networking event through Radio One, Alex McKamey, and it's just been a relationship that has just borne fruit beyond anything I had expected. And so you really have to work on those relationships to keep things moving, because if you don't, let me tell you, you're going to be on an island, and you're going to find yourself being kind of put out the pasture there pretty soon. So BLE Executive Suites, they have the office needs that you need to make your company a success. If you need a place to meet every week, if you need a place to meet by the month, if you need a permanent office, go to BLESuites.com. They answer the phone for you. They have your mail pickup, great conference rooms, and it's just a great place. It's a hub to meet other businesses. I probably got more business out of my relationship with BLE than I get from just about anything else. The latest, the therapist beside me is a client. The attorney two doors from her is a client. The therapist across the hall is a client. Mm-hmm. That's a financial guy across the hall. He's a client. Down the hall, the American lie detector is a client. It's the other attorney across the hall is a client.
American lie detector.
I mean, I've got them all.
I'm a little giggly. Lie detector.
I can't be lying up here. They'll let you know. They'll call in and let you know that guy's lying. So I am telling the truth. I speak the truth. So call them at 301-322-1700, 301-322-1700. We're going to get to our sermon. We're going to talk about it's halfway mark. It's the halfway point. Mm-hmm. And I got William. He's going to chime in also. Welcome to the show, William.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Sherette. Good morning, Helena and Robert.
Good morning
to the Marketing Pulpit community. I'm here absorbing and listening to all this relationship building here, and I think I could be considered the relationship king. I do that on a regular basis.
William is like Cupid. He's like a matchmaker.
He's a business Cupid.
To put people together, and that's what I've been doing. I mean, Rick can attest, that's what I've been doing ever since he's known me. That's what I've been doing since I've been in business.
Well, William, hang on.
I know that it works.
Feel free to chime in. We're going to get to the, it's the halfway mark, as I've been saying throughout the show. And I want people to know that there are things we should be doing right now as we get ready, because next week we're going to be kicking off the second half on July 1st. Oh, I mean, it's very poignant that it falls on the 1st. Wow. So the second half of the year starts on July 1st, which is next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about some things quickly this morning, things you can be doing right now to get ready for that second half. First thing is to improve your current service or product. Look in the mirror and have one of those come to Jesus moments and say, what can I do to make this service better? Can I be open longer, have more available hours, new location, better customer service? Have somebody to answer the phone, invoke home delivery.
I did, Robert.
Is that right?
I got up at 4:30.
There you go. See what I mean? Elena Selman is following the playbook. Improve the service you have. All right, look at this. Number two, identify additional problems that your service solves. You're selling scarves and you wraps around people's head to give it some style. Suppose you are selling that scarf as a belt. Mm. You wrap around your waist, hang it off the side of your hip, take the same services that you're offering and start giving it new uses. And you'd be surprised, now you're open into a brand new market, okay?
But sometimes you don't need more products and services.
That's right.
You just need to reuse what you have.
Absolutely. Mm. Here's one. Develop and create something new.
Yes.
A new service. Let's say you're an author. You can act it tomorrow, start helping other authors publish their books. So take the skill you already have and just start doing something new within the service that you have.
You know what? That's a good one, Robert, because I think there's a lot of people who want to write books, but they don't know where to start, where to go, whatever. And that's a great service.
That you have the skill. Here's another one. Market your service to a new audience.
Mm.
Let's say you have a service right now. You're selling hair products for kids. Well, who's got to bring those kids in there? Adults. Find a service you can offer those adults while they're sitting there waiting on those kids. If you're selling on the east side, start selling on the west side. Start offering that service to a new audience. Okay, here's one. Develop a joint. Just start developing relationships. Right up your alley. Develop those joint venture relationships, partnerships, affiliates, and you will get there a lot faster by joining forces. Like we have the radio show here. I have two partners sitting here with me now, Charette and Elena Seven, and I have William on the phone. It's those relationships that's going to get you there a lot faster, whether you're doing a government contract, a radio show, a workshop, a trade show. Those partnerships are going to get you there a lot faster. Let me keep moving before I run out of time. Here's something. Create a degree of separation between you and your other competitors. Sometimes it could be something as simple as getting yourself a dynamic logo. It could mean something like, hey, I got people here waiting in the conference room. I'm going to give out free beer while they wait. It could mean a unique business card. And people like William help you with that. Find some way to make your service stand out. I went to this networking event yesterday, and the talk of the darn meeting was this business card the lady from Keller Williams had. I mean, the thing was thick. It had the aqueous coating. It was designed. It was like,
wow.
She stood out just by something like that. So you don't know what's going to make you stand out, but do something to make your company stand out and unique. All right.
Someone gave me that card.
Here's another one.
Stand out.
Acquire proof to use your services through testimonials and research. Acquire proof to make it let people know that this is really a good service. Start getting those testimonials right now.
I have a quick one for the testimonials.
Go ahead.
I had a client call this morning.
Mm-hmm.
She was a client.
Mm-hmm.
She drank the Kool-Aid and went somewhere else. Now she's back again.
Back with a sob story, probably.
But because those people could not meet standards that I had set when she did business with my company.
Well, William, what you do, you take that testimonial, slap that sucker right on the homepage, and when you get people to call when people call you with those kind of stories, say, hey, I love that. Can I use that as a testimony? Also, when you're trying to get testimonies, you're sitting there saying, hey, nobody's writing me. Do this quick tip. Do a survey. Do a satisfaction survey.
Okay.
Call some of your best customers. Say, look, I'm just doing a survey to make sure you like the service, everything worked out okay. You'll be surprised the kind of nice thing they're going to say about you. Then at the end, you say, oh, can I use that as a testimony? You're going to get a yes 99% of the time. Now, if you call them and say, look, I'm calling you to get a testimony. Oh, I'm busy. I got a kid yelling. I got a customer on the line. But if you're calling to help them with the service that you've already rendered or get feedback, you're going to get a much better response. So you can get 10 testimonies tomorrow by just doing a survey, checking up on your customers, and when they give you that glowing testimony, say, can I use that testimony in my marketing? Go ahead and do that guarantee. Most people aren't going to take you up on it. Believe me. I guarantee you this is going to work. Most people are not going to take you up on it. Plus, you're going to give such good service that you won't have to give up anything. So if you set that guarantee, it does a couple of things. It raises the bar. So that you're making sure that person doesn't come back and ask for their money. What the reward is going to be.
Right.
So there is a guarantee. Use those guarantees. Don't be afraid to do that.
Like a price match guarantee I do with the printing company?
Exactly. Those are good guarantees. Develop ways to reward your people for taking action. Act today, and the shipping is free.
Okay.
Make them do it today. Give them a reward. These are things you can do now in the second half that's going to turn things up a notch for you.
I'm going to do some of those.
Okay, locate a marketing channel that gives you access to additional prospects. Networking groups, you can teach a class, you can come on this show. Find ways to get yourself in front of an additional group of people. Here's one. Create a strategy that helps you become the master in your industry. Now, this is long-term. Some of the things I've told you this morning, things you can go out here and do tomorrow. This is a long-term strategy. Just think about Charette and William and Elena Selvin, what I do, and how can I become the master so that there is no... You know what I tell people, and I'm not lying, and you can ask the lie detector company that I work with. I tell people this. I will look anybody straight in the eyes and look, nobody does this better than me.
Look me in the eye and say that.
Charette, nobody on the planet does this better than me.
Okay, he looked me in the eye.
I believe it. I believe it, and it's true. If you're a marketing person out there and you want to challenge me, I will ring you on this show and look you in the eye and tell you the same thing. You cannot do this better than me.
If you want Robert to look you in the eye.
All right, folks. Next week, we're going to come back and wrap up. We're going to launch the second half of the 2016 year. Next year, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. William, Elena Seven, Charette.
I wish my mom a happy birthday today, Robert.
Happy birthday to William's mom. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time.
And you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.
All right. 1450 WOL.
Good morning.